Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
I want to read a scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 1. The title of this message is Keep Up the Good Work, Don't Stop. Amen? Keep up the good work, don't stop. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. And amen when you have it. And it says, or it reads, so Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In his days, the land was quiet for 10 years. It reads, then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In his days, the land was quiet for 10 years. I want to share with you a little bit about this King Asa. You will find out quickly that Asa, when he became king, the Bible says that there was peace in the land, or the land was quiet for 10 years. How many know that when a believer in the Lord, the saints rule, the Bible says that there is rejoicing. And you will see in this chapter 14, because I'm going to jump to chapter 15, but I just want to share something real quick. What Asa did, he kept up the good work and he did not stop. And once again, the Bible says that there was peace. And the reason I say peace, because the land was quiet for 10 years. You will find in chapter 14 and verse 2 that Asa, he did everything he did was pleasing and good in the sight of God. You will also find out that Asa, one of the things that he did, and that's the reason why the Bible says that everything he did was pleasing and good, was that he removed the foreign altars. He removed the pagan shrines. Even the Bible says that he smashed the sacred pillars and he cut down the Erihah poles. In other words, Asa, he took action. Because how many know, church, that when you're in the will of God, when you are doing the will of God, when you are pleasing God, when you fear God, you will begin to remove things that need to be removed. Amen? And that's something that the power of the Holy Spirit does in the believer, in any believer that loves God. So not only did he take action, the Bible also says that he commanded the people. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he commanded the people of Judah. What did he command them? One of the things that he commanded the people of Judah was that they would continue to seek God. Amen. I mean, I think it's powerful, church, even when you tell your children, you tell the church, or you tell anyone that they will continue to seek the Lord. But how many know that we seek God not only in the good times, but we also seek God in the hard times. Amen. We seek God in the hard times, the tough times, the times where, you know, we don't feel like it. But I believe that when you have an encounter with the Lord, when you have a relationship with God, we will seek the Lord. And not only are we going to seek the Lord, because the Bible says that Asa, not only did he commanded the people to seek the Lord, he told them, obey his laws. See, when you go in the New Testament, It reminded me of the words of James when he said, don't just be hearers of the word, he says, but be doers of the word. How many know that we live in a time, church, more now than ever, that we have to be doers of the word. Amen. It's not enough just to say that I'm a believer or I am a Christian or I go to church. There is more to it. We are called to obey the laws, to obey the word of God. Amen. To obey his word. And that's what Asa did. That's why I love, because I want to encourage this morning, church, that whatever God has called you to do, keep up the good work. Amen. Keep up the good work and don't stop doing good for the glory and honor of the Lord. And when you read the Bible, this is what gets my attention. Asa, he would remove, he would take action. Then at the same time, he would tell the people, or he would command the people to seek the Lord and obey his laws. But then you will read again in verse 5, it says, he removed, once again, the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. And the Bible says that he began to build fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And the Bible says that there was no wars in those years because he had given him rest. God had given him rest. Now think about it. Just think about his life. Everything that Asa did. And when you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, you will find out quickly. The Bible says that God used a man. His name was Azariah, the son of Odin. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God, because remember in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon prophets. The Spirit of the Lord would come upon kings. But the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Odin. And this is what the Bible says in verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa, and he said to him this. This is what he told him. Now remember, Asa, he's doing, what did he do? He was obeying God. He was doing good. The land was quiet. He took action. He stirred up. He would encourage the people. He commanded the people to what? To continue to obey God. So what do I see in this passage? What I see is that even though Asa was doing such a great work, that's why I'm telling you this morning, don't stop doing what you're doing. And how many know that there's times in your walk with God that we need to be reminded? Amen? We need to be reminded. A, keep doing what you're doing. Amen? Don't get stuck. Don't get comfortable. Amen? But continue doing what you're doing. Because, I mean, if I'm doing what I'm doing and I see the hand of God on my life, and I see the blessing of God in my life, I see the hand of God on my life, I'm going to continue, or at least I would want to continue to do what I'm doing. Why? Because it is working for me. Amen? So we find out that what happened here. This man, Azariah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. And when he meets Asa, he tells him, this is what he tells him. He says, look, Asa, look, he says, hear me. How many know it's important to hear? It's important to listen. How many know God gave us two ears, not one? He gave us two ears. See, God wants us to hear. God wants us to listen. Amen? He wants us to listen more and speak less. Tell your neighbor, don't talk to me. You talk too much. Amen? Don't talk to me. You talk too much. Listen. Listen. And he tells them, he says, hear me, Asa. He says, hear me. He says, and all Judah and Benjamin, look what he tells them. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. I mean, think about it. I mean, the favor of God is on your life. And God uses this one man under the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. And he tells Asa, this is what the Lord is saying, Asa. He says, the Lord is with you. Church, I'm here to tell you this morning, the Lord is with you. Amen. You might think he's not, but the Lord is with you. You might not feel it, but we live by faith and not by sight. The Lord is with you. But he tells them, the Lord is with you while you are with him. Oh, hallelujah. Church, don't abandon the Lord. Whatever you do, never abandon the Lord. Don't ever say, Lord, I don't need you no more. Amen. Don't ever say, Lord, I'm good. You've answered all my prayers. I don't need you no more, Lord. Lord, don't forsake the Lord, church. Amen. God gave you that job. Don't forsake him. God restored something in your life. Don't forsake him. Amen. Don't forsake the Lord. He says, the Lord is with you where you are with him. And then he says, if you seek him, he will be found by you. Church, the Lord's with you. Amen. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Continue to seek him. Seek him. The Bible says, seek him. And he says, and you will find him. Matter of fact, Jeremiah 29:13. The Bible says, and you will seek me and find me. How many know that when you seek God, you will find him? God's so big that he's there. He says, seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Church, now than ever, you got to seek God with all your heart. Give him everything. Pour your heart to him. Worship him with all your heart. Thank him with all your heart. Seek him with all your heart. Live for him with all your heart. The Lord is good, church. God has been good to you. Amen. And he tells them under the anointing of the Spirit, he says, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That's why, church, I don't think it's a good thing to forsake him. Amen. The Lord has done so much for you. Hallelujah. How many can say, you know what? I'm enjoying my days serving God. Amen. I had been missing out on the Lord for a long time. Amen. We were missing out by the Lord for a long time. But every time, ever since we started serving him, we see God moving in us. And church, take advantage. Take advantage. Do whatever you got to do to seek him more than ever. To fall in love with him more than ever. Amen. To make him a priority more than ever. See, Lord, we cannot forsake him. Amen. We need God. Our country needs God. Our schools need God. Our marriage needs God. Our children need God. NGC needs God. Amen. We all need God. We cannot forsake him. And the Bible says, the prophet is reminding them. He says, verse 4. Or verse 3, I'm sorry. He says, for a long time, Israel has been without the true God. You know how terrible that is, church? When you are without the true God. When the Bible says true God, we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a horrible thing, church, to be without the true God. I don't know how my life would be without God. I don't know where I would be without God. But it's only by his grace and mercy that we are still here. Amen. It's only by his mercy and his grace, his goodness, his love, that we are still here, church. I can't picture myself without God. And the Bible says, he's reminding him. He says, for a long time, Israel has been without the true God. And then it says this, without a teaching priest. See, the priests, they not only administer the sacrificial system. Not only did they do sacrificial things, sacrifices, but according to the Bible, they also taught the word. Hear me, church. In Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10 and 11, it says this, and I want to read it to you quickly. It says that you may distinguish. See, that's why we need teachers of the word of God. They were taught the law. We need teachers that will teach the word of God. And the reason for, because in Leviticus, he's talking about the priests. It says that you may distinguish between holy and unholy. How many know, church, that the word of God will always teach us the heart of God. What is holy and what is not holy. And it says, between unclean and clean. And then he says this, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So in the Bible, the priest teaching the law was very vital to the moral and spiritual quality of Israel. Church, we need the word. We need the teaching of the word. And besides, church, hear me. Besides your own and my own devotional time in prayer, and in the word, I think it's very important. It's very important. Hear me, church. To attend the house of God. Amen. To congregate in church. Amen. I'm not talking about being condemned or you feeling condemned if you miss a service. I'm not talking about that. But I still believe that it is important to congregate, to fellowship in the house of God. Why? Because in the house of God, we get to praise, we get to worship the true God. And not only do we worship God, but we get to hear and listen to the teaching of the word of God. See, church, we need the word of God. We need discipleship. We need men and women that will raise up and teach the word, the word, the word, the word, the word of God. Amen? Because the word of God, that's it. The Bible says that the word of God is life. And he tells them through the prophet. He says, at one time, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without the law. I was watching a video about the underground church in China. About a pastor, he was preaching. And over there, for them, 10 hours is a little bit of teaching the word of God. I'm talking about a service. We're talking about from morning all the way to the evening. Because they are hungry, because they don't have a Bible. Some of them have pieces of scriptures, but they want the teaching there. They want to hear the word because the word gives life, church. Amen. That's why whatever you're doing, keep up doing what you're doing, church. But in all of that, we need the word of God. And it says, he tells them, because remember, The Spirit of the Lord came upon this prophet, and he's telling Asa, even though Asa, once again, he had been doing good, he saw the blessing, he saw the fruit, but he's reminding them. See, church, because it's so easy to lose focus. It's so easy to get comfortable. It's so easy to say, well, you know what? I see the hand of the Lord moving. And then he tells them this. He says, verse 4, but when in trouble, they turn to the Lord God of Israel. In other words, he's telling them, hey, remember when Israel, you guys, Judah, you guys were in trouble? What would you do? You would turn to the Lord God of Israel and you would seek him, and he was found by them. So it does happen, church. And see, even if you find yourself in trouble, the correct thing is not to run away. The correct thing is to run to God. Amen. It's to go to God. And he's telling them, and then he tells them, and if you do, you will find him. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So you see right away, church, the difference when you're not walking with God, you're not seeking God, and when you do seek God, everything changes. See, I don't understand why people choose to walk away from the Lord. Amen. When I, in my experience and what I've seen, is when all I see is blessings and blessings and mercy and grace in people's lives. And it says, verse 6, so the nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. But look at verse 7. That's why, once again, I tell you, continue doing what you're doing. Continue doing good. Look what he says in verse 7. The prophet, he tells Asa, he looks at him and he says, but you be strong. I mean, think about it, church. I mean, all you see is the blessing, the hand of God on Asa. And the prophet tells him, hey, Asa, but you be strong. How many know we got to be strong in the Lord? Amen? We got to be strong in the Lord because tomorrow we don't know, church. Amen. Today is Sunday. Be strong in the Lord. But tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, be strong. Church, this morning, be strong in what? In the Lord. Don't be strong on yourself. Be strong in the Lord. And he also says, don't let your hands be weak. Church, don't let your hands be weak. Stay busy. Amen. Stay busy in the Lord. Stay productive. Amen. Stay productive. Stay busy in the Lord. I'm not talking about either, church. Don't be thinking I'm telling you just to be involved, you know, 24 hours in the Lord. But I mean, in whatever you're doing at your work, whatever you're doing cleaning at the house, have the Lord in your mind always. Think about the Lord always. Think about his goodness. Think about all the times, everything that God has done in your life in the past, present, and tomorrow. Think about the Lord. Don't forget about the Lord. He says, do not let your hands be weak. Hallelujah. Church, God is a God that rewards. God sees everything. Amen. Did you know that? That God sees everything, everything you do for him. Amen. Every single thing you do for the Lord, everything you do for his kingdom, everything you do for his house, God sees everything. I'm just going to give you an advice though. Whatever you do for the Lord, don't complain. Amen? Take it to the Lord. Amen? Take it to the Lord. And whatever you do for the Lord, get excited about it. Because why? Because your reward is going to be great. God's going to bless you. And matter of fact, he's going to bless you so much that he's going to remind you. The Holy Spirit is going to remind you. Remember what you did for me. Remember what you did that one day. Remember what you did for the last 6 months. He's going to remind you. That's the reason why I've blessed you so much. That's why I have prospered you so much. That's why I'm giving you increase so much. And he tells them, he says, but you be strong, Asa. Do not let your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. Some of you give financially. God's going to reward you even more. Nothing is in vain. Whatever you do for the Lord, it's not in vain. God pays back very good. No offense, he does better than Sun Community. He does better than First Bank. Amen, hallelujah. Bank of America. Amen, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord, but God's bank never runs out. He owns everything. He owns everything. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Bible says, oh my Lord. If I was Asa, I'm already doing good. God has blessed me. I think that's one of the greatest, best feelings you could get, church. It's one thing, hear me. It's one thing that you might be low, you might be discouraged. And God uses someone to give you a word, you know, to be encouraged. But with Asa, Asa was already doing very well. He was very blessed. But then for God to send a prophet and to remind him, and tell them, you know, continue doing what you're doing. And look what the Bible says. This is what got me. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, the Bible says he took courage. And what did he do again? Hear me, church. Every time the Lord encourages you, every time God gives you a word, a rhema word, every time the Lord does something in you, you got to take action to do something good. Don't just say, oh, I got a word today, and you don't do nothing. Do something, church. What did he do? The Bible says, verse 8, he took courage and he removed the abominable idols. Every time the Lord is blessing you, he has a word for you. Take action, church. Something that the Lord is telling you to remove. I don't have to tell you. You know what it is, what you got to remove. Don't wait and say, let me think about it, Lord. Take action. Don't waste time. Now, something like that, you don't have to pray about it. Just take action. Just do something. And that's what he did. He removed the idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored. What did he do? He removed and he restored the altar. Let me ask you, how's your altar? Do you need to restore it? How's your altar, church? How's your spiritual life? How's your prayer life? How's your devotion in the word? How's your worship? Do you think about God in the mornings, or you think about other stuff? You think about social media first before God in the mornings when you get up. How is your altar? There's a saying, and because I've been reading a lot lately, that it says it's a short phrase in English. It says, no Bible, no breakfast. And lately I've been reading that phrase in different books or stuff that I read. It says, no Bible, no breath. That's what I'm telling you. How is your altar? Or are you thinking about that big breakfast burrito? Bacon, sausage, egg, potato, beans. And the Bible says, in verse 8, he took courage and removed the idols from all the land, and he restored, here it is, the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord, or the porch of the Lord. You know what that word restore means right there, church? It means to be new, to rebuild, to repair. See, some of you gotta, you need, your altar needs to be renewed. I know all of you like new stuff here, yes or not? Some of you might have to rebuild it, or you have to repair it. That's what Asa did. Church, this morning, repair the altar. Renew it. Renew yourself, church. Come on, church, renew yourself every day, every morning. It's an awful thing, church, when there's no renewing. You say the same thing. You do the same thing. You walk. Everything is the same. You need something fresh. You need something new. You need a new touch of God. You need fresh. Remember last week? Fresh bread. Put on worship music. Try it on the way to work. Hallelujah. I was going to say, quit listening to 96.1. That doesn't exist no more. Huh? You know what I'm saying, church? If you see your life that it's dry, you don't see nothing happening. You need oil. You need a touch from God. Church, it's time to repair the altar. And when he did restore the altar of the Lord, he gathered everybody. I'm going to finish right here. He gathered everyone. And they huddled with him. They came with him. The Bible says that in great numbers from Israel, when they saw that the Lord, his God, was with them. Let me tell you something, church. People will always be attracted to you when they see God is with you. People will be attracted to you when they see God is with you. It's not hard, church, when God is with you. And they were so very grateful. When you read down all the way to verse 11, they were very grateful that they offered to the Lord. They gave an offering. The Bible says 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. See, we have it backwards, church. We don't give only when there's, which that's part of it, when there's a need. We don't pray when we have to. We don't. No. There's a different blessing, church, when the Lord has been so good to you that you continue to offer him good things. Amen? If the Lord is blessing me, I'm so very grateful that I want to give him the very best. See, I want to be a believer that is praying because I already have a prayer life. I don't want to pray only because I haven't prayed in 3 years. And it's a little bit exaggerating, but you get the point. Amen? I don't need a, oh, Lord, give me a word. I need to hear your word because, you know, I'm going through it, Lord. No, I want to have a devotional every day where I read the word of God. And God has blessed me so much with the word of God that I'm so very grateful that I want to continue reading the word of God. See the difference? And they offered to the Lord because they were what? Very grateful. And this morning, church, you could be one of those. Amen? Where God is so good. God has blessed you. And I mean, you're just doing everything you do for his glory and honor. It's because of obedience to the Lord. It's not obligation. It is obedience. Church, it is obedience. I worship God because he tells me to worship him. I give to God because he tells me to give to him. I don't do it out of obligation. I do it because I rejoice in it in obeying my heavenly Father because he's been so good to me and he's been so good to you. Please stand, church, this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.